When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nice singing there, Sip.
Oh, sorry.
You're on the air. First Rate Ag in Holdridge. Great people.
First Rate.
Full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
Those guys are doing great. Man, are they still busy? Holy wow. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on every time out there.
They never stop.
They're helping with these yields. Thank you to Parker.
Yields. You and your ag reports.
Milo.
I don't know what Milo is. I don't. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
If you saw Milo, would you say that's
absolutely.
Milo?
Would
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Sip, I would say no. Not me. I right? cannot.
Jake?
Yeah.
Bill so can. You and me
about,
can't.
It's about this tall.
I would not know.
But it's this tall. It's a real small. It's a grain.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more of a maybe more wheatish than okay. it would be.
Okay.
It's known as a sticky crop.
Okay.
Yes, a sticky crop.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And sometimes Milo will mature faster. So if you get hailed out or something, sometimes you can get some Milo in later if you have to plant it later.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. All right, let's get to Big Ten.
Yes, Big Ten. It was not a very impressive weekend for the conference. The marquee game, of course, Texas at Michigan. Michigan never showed up in that game. They lose 31-12. It wasn't even that close.
No, remember what we said. Just stick there for a second, Jake. Just stick there for a second.
Fine.
Remember what we said in the offseason about Michigan and the NCAA's involvement and how much trouble, even Sharon Moore's in. Everybody talks about Harbaugh. Oh, it's Harbaugh. No, Sharon Moore's got problems too. They were thoroughly outcoached. I mean, they were outplayed, but they were thoroughly outcoached. Sharon Moore looked like he had no answers. And you can't help but wonder, how much impact did the offseason have on getting the team ready?
Oh, if we went to work here every day and there was a cloud over the, hey, listen, there's some things that you guys are
investigated.
You're being investigated, but just we'll see how it goes. And I mean, every day. And so I just keep, and they still have all the information. They still not responded. So there's still things out there that can it's not over. Mm-mm. And they haven't even announced what the sanctions are going to be.
No.
And they have a quarterback problem.
They do.
They have a major quarterback problem.
They do. You would say right now, Jake, before we read those stats, Nebraska's got a better quarterback than Michigan.
So the
absolutely.
Nebraska might have a better quarterback than Ohio State. Okay. You're not going to say that very often.
No, I've not watched Will Howard play at all for them. Obviously, they won 56-0, so they're doing stuff. But I've not watched him play it down, so I can't compare.
The stats aren't horrible. I mean, it looks better than it was. Davis Warren was 22 of 33 for 204.
Really misleading.
A touchdown and two picks, but that was like late when the
touchdown
game was
touchdown and two picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the yardage came when the game was over. Like the Texas had backups.
No, Bill's right. I watched the game. I'm not going off stats.
They could not
I watched
pass.
It. Warren.
Yeah, he's not the dude.
Okay, now this is what I was going to ask Bill. I wonder why they didn't go in the portal. Is it because they had so much turmoil in the offseason?
There could be some pushback to that a little bit. There could be that they weren't really, I mean, we're not going to do anything because there's so much stuff going on. I mean,
why didn't they go into? Now, you know, Davis Warren's a walk-on. He's a walk-on. Now, they got Alex Orji, and we thought he was going to be the guy, but they just bring him in.
They make it very clear that he is not the guy.
He's not going to pass.
He can't throw it.
He's not the guy.
They're in trouble, quarterback.
So, 31-12, Texas over Michigan. Penn State trailed at halftime 24-20 at home to Bowling Green. They do win 34-27, but that was a head-scratcher also there. What happened in Happy Valley?
Bill watched it. I watched it. I wonder if Bill would agree with me on this. Bowling Green has some dudes.
They have some talent. The quarterback played well. They're really well coached. They had a great plan. And I think same thing, 11 a.m. kick. They just beaten West Virginia bad.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a little bit of kind of a sleep at the wheel. I'm telling you, it's hard when you play in stadiums like that. The 11 o'clock kick, it's not full when you start. People are just kind of rolling in. They're just rolling in like that. They're like, are you guys in there ready to go? What game? It's a 6:30 kick like Nebraska had. Everyone's in the stadium early.
Juiced.
Boom, ready to go. You're not for the 11 o'clock kicks. It's incredible what that's like.
You are big on that.
Yeah, don't like it.
Yeah,
and
you
that,
don't like
when
it.
When you see bad things happen, you see it happen on those times. All of a sudden, they're asleep at the wheel. They can't wake up. They did wake up enough. They were able to get it done.
Boy, it plays in Nebraska's favor in a game like this where you might think, okay, they might be a little low after a win against Colorado, but it's a 6:30 kickoff. Yeah,
if you had the Northern Iowa game at 11 a.m. kick, it would be the one game where everybody says, listen, I'm going to give my tickets to Jenny.
Yep.
And let her take the kids. Mm-hmm. It's the chance to go see a game and let's do this. And it's a little bit different. And the night game still helps.
Yeah.
It still helps you with that. Now, and the coaches will do a great job. Trust me, I've been part of this forever. The coaches are coaching harder probably than ever just to make sure, again, that you have yourself ready to go and ready to go play.
Keep rolling, Jake.
The other teams that did not look good, there's a couple that did look good, but Wisconsin beat South Dakota by 14. Right. They had a late score. It was 27-13. Wisconsin looked shaky for 2 weeks.
They have.
They could have lost last week to Western Michigan. Michigan.
Yeah.
It didn't look good. Yeah. I didn't watch enough of it. I just flip back and forth, but the numbers, when I was looking at the numbers, I'm like, oh, wow, this is nothing here that stands out.
They look ordinary.
That's really tough win like that. And they got Alabama coming in this week.
Ooh.
You got Alabama coming to Camp Randall.
Alabama to Camp Randall. Now, if nothing else, it's very interesting.
Very interesting to watch.
Right. Go ahead.
Other games in the Big Ten, Washington beats Eastern Michigan 30-9. Not overly impressive, a win. Michigan State, I guess I would say upset. Maryland, 27-24.
That was great coaching.
Yeah.
That was really good coaching.
By Jonathan Smith.
Really good coaching.
It sounds weird to say it, but like I almost say huge upset. Michigan State against Maryland. It's weird.
They were a 10-point dog.
Yeah. Big.
I watched some of that game. I did see some of that.
Rutgers takes care of Akron 49-17, 2-0 for the Scarlet Knights. Iowa, of course, lost to Iowa State. We mentioned that 20-19, last second field goal in that game. Illinois upset Kansas 23-17. So that's some positive things now. USC looked really good against Utah State.
Was it 49 or 48-0?
48-0 over Utah State. That's,
USC's got the world's attention right
it's
now.
It's really hard to shut someone out. Really
it's almost
hard.
Impossible, as
it's
you
almost,
say.
It's almost impossible. One bad thing happens. Shank a punt, whatever, hit one pass, get a couple penalties against the other team to score.
Stay on that. Think about, again, what I said earlier. Think about how much we've learned through 2 weeks, basically. Notre Dame's out. Florida State's out. Texas is awesome.
Yeah.
And then USC.
They look good.
USC's defense, remember what we talked about in the offseason. Oh, God, they're so bad defensively. But they got a whole new staff. It's not just Danton Lynn as the defensive coordinator. It's a whole new staff. And something's happened. Yeah. They're real now.
Right now, you could make an argument that they're the second best team in the Big Ten.
You could make that argument.
I'd listen to that.
You would not have guessed that going in. See how things switch?
I would have thought they are the second best team.
It's fifth or sixth, I would have thought. But right now you would take them. I believe they go to Michigan here in a couple weeks. Is that accurate?
I would have to look.
Let me check.
That will be incredible to watch.
But I'll just stay on them. Look at
them. Yes, they have a bye week, and then they will play at Michigan in 2 weeks. Next
week. Okay, now that's going to be interesting. Right now I would pick them to win in Ann Arbor. Because they're playing defense.
Can you imagine that early in the year? So, okay, you have three games. Who do you have? Well, we got LSU, then we got Utah State, then we got Michigan. Imagine that.
I know.
You'd be all summer. Your summer's miserable. You're like, oh my. This could be a 1-2 start.
And now you're looking 3-0 maybe. Yeah. Lincoln Riley, I think he has it going. Bill, I watched the entire LSU game. I'm not an idiot. I've been watching football for 30 years. USC has some.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Stuff.
Their quarterback can process at a ridiculous rate.
Miller Moss.
He can process at a ridiculous rate.
And he's got receivers.
And he's got players.
And Danton Lynn probably came in there and said, wait a second, we got some guys. We got a few guys. They got enough.
It wasn't also that they had some additions to the defense, but it wasn't like we brought in 11 new players. They didn't bring in 11 new players.
No, in fact, they struck out in the portal up front. They didn't really get much help up front. So I don't know what he's done, but what they're saying on the broadcast against LSU is they just play with a much harder edge. Coaching matters, Bill, as you know. Coaching matters a lot, Jake. It's not just me and you could coach. Georgia. No, we couldn't. We could screw that up pretty well. Coaching matters a lot. And that's why I don't say, well, Kirby's just got the best talent. Yeah, he does. But Kirby's an incredible coach, like Jimbo.
One thing before we get to the game show, I want to go back to Wisconsin for one thing real quick. So we mentioned that Wisconsin beat South Dakota 27-13.
Yeah.
So they had beaten Western Michigan the previous week 28-14, trailed 14-13 early fourth quarter.
Muff punt.
Western Michigan lost at Ohio State 56-0 on Saturday.
Get your attention.
Wisconsin saying, uh-oh.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
They just look okay. It reminds me a little bit of Florida State. The quarterback is okay, but, he doesn't have much fire.
And you watch those games, too, where I flip over to them, it's just dead.
Quiet.
It's just dead. You don't watch
it. There's much zip.
There's no zip. There's no anything. It's just dead.
Think about it, Bill. You do this when you're watching games. It is amazing, like you, when you flip through games, how dead a stadium is, and then you flip to another one. It's like,
there's
energy.
Yeah.
Like Nebraska, Colorado, if you were flipping around, you'd be like, oh, my God.
That's different.
Yeah, that's different.
In a good way.
Yeah.
That is your Big Ten rundown there of games. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now.
Let's do it. Let's play.
464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. How about some school nicknames today? College nicknames.
I think it could be okay, but Jake's made it so difficult for the grade.
He made it so hard on fun.
These
will
not be slam dunks here for sure. These are not just, hey, what's UTEP's nickname? He's a little tougher today.
The minors. These are we 5-5? Is that what that says?
15-11, actually, on the right.
What am I talking about?
Good luck, Bill, when he's without you. He's 5-5 overall.
Yeah, hanging in there.
You guys are 15-11.
Yeah, let's talk about me a little bit here.
Let's play 464-5685.
That's a song.
Shut Up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up, Sipple!
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia against school nicknames today. Our topic, colleges you played this past weekend against ranked teams. So you should see them in the box scores here. We've got Neil. Neil, how do you feel about college nicknames today?
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, that's a good answer.
It's going to be a very hard question.
Bill is, again, Sip's lifeline here.
What's Michigan State?
Nope, that's not Sparty.
Yeah.
Neil, first question goes to you. Florida A&M lost to Miami 56-9 on Saturday. What is Florida A&M's nickname? Neil is driving.
Either that or he's got a clock.
I don't got it.
No guess at all.
Just guess. Just say a
Panthers. Good guess.
Good safe guess.
Are you guys going for this one?
Rattlers.
Whoa!
Brilliant!
Bill had it.
Didn't have it.
Rattlers is correct.
Wait a second. The Florida A&M Rattlers. Yeah. How'd you know that? Speaking to the microphone.
Just pay attention.
I think Bill would get the next two, and you can't use them, though. I'm
okay,
not sure
but we got a 1-0 lead, though.
1-0 lead. Bill's out.
Listen to Jake, just his commentary.
Yes, he does. He plays like that. And now with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I'm just skipping.
Sip, I don't think you can get right, these.
Sip, this would be very hard for you, though.
Bill could.
First question up.
I agree with Bill.
Nichols lost to LSU 44-21 on Saturday. What is Nichols' nickname? I think Bill would get this. I don't know.
Wait,
Sip
Bill's
will.
From Louisiana. Yeah,
he would get this. But this is for you.
Oh,
and Bill can't.
I can't.
Bill has already got the record.
This is a chance to take a decisive
Nichols.
Lead.
Hasn't Nebraska played Nichols?
They have. It was Nichols State back then. Now it's just Nichols.
Same nickname, though, probably.
I'm
going to
guess.
Right?
Yes.
It's the Pirates. It's the Nichols Pirates.
No, don't say yet. All right, Neil. It is not the Pirates.
What's the Pirates?
The Bison.
No.
Not the Bison?
No. What is it, Bill?
I'm not sure.
Nichols.
It is the Colonels.
Oh!
Colonels. So,
I probably should have known that.
Neil went for that, so he's down -1.
-1 to 1. We're
you guys
in
a good spot.
I like that you went for it, though, Neil.
What did Neil say?
He said the Bison.
Yeah. It's a good
Nichols. The Bison roam in Louisiana.
There's a lot of buffalo in Louisiana. I've always said that. Remember when I was coaching down there, I'd go through the... I'd see the rice fields just full of buffalo.
There's some gators over here. There's bison
in the swamp.
In the swamp.
Look at that. Look at that bison in the swamp.
Look at him swimming by.
It's fighting that gator over there. Okay, Neil.
It's a swamp bison.
And web feet.
To stay alive, Neil. Northern Arizona, former stopping grounds of Bill, lost to Arizona 22-10 on Saturday. What is Northern Arizona's nickname?
This on me again?
This is for you, Neil. Northern Arizona.
There's your chance.
I got it. The Coyotes.
Coyotes.
I like that.
Bill, tell Neil who that is.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
Yeah. They do not use that song.
I don't know. They're lumberjacks.
Yeah. Lumberjack is correct. Neil, we'll get you bagel and coffee calling on the road. Nice try today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
That's a W.
Sip.
Thank you, Bill.
Less to you, then Bill will do tiebreaker. You won.
Good job.
You've already won the game.
I'm serious about this. Bill got that win. I appreciate it.
Middle Tennessee lost to Ole Miss 52-3 on Saturday. What's Middle Tennessee's nickname?
Oh, we really doing
hang
this?
Hang on a second.
The Moccasins.
No. No. No.
The Moccasins.
What's your
water moccasins.
Bill?
I don't know why.
I have no idea why
I'm drawing a blank on this. This should be a layup.
Yeah,
This should be a layup.
Not a layup, but it's you got to reach for this one.
Middle Tennessee.
Probably the only one that has this, honestly. One of a kind.
Oh, I'm going to be mad at myself.
They are the Blue Raiders.
Yep.
Should know.
Okay. If it would have been connect the two, I would have got it. Hands down.
Blue Raiders.
Yes.
We got to remember that for future reference because Jake often doubles back.
These are fresh ones. Bill, tiebreaker. How many rushing yards did Tennessee have in its 51-10 win against NC State on Saturday?
319.
God.
Over under 319.
319, just a little under that.
249.
Okay.
They had 400. How about that?
Number.
A route over NC State. 41 points.
Tennessee's real, aren't they?
That got ugly. It was kind of a game for. I'll say this. I watched like four plays of that one. It's hard to watch a lot of football games when they're on. My exact words Saturday night late, my wife said, it's really hard to watch football with you. Really hard. Because I'm constantly flipping, trying.
Laura said that.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch. And then there's sometimes, honestly, I'm usually going between six games, and all six are a commercial. I lose my mind.
That's the rub.
You and Jake could go to couples counseling together.
Yeah,
couples counseling.
But I don't ever. I never once like that. We're feces. 1-6 minutes into the season,
Jake, it's
you don't hear the word feces.
You don't
very
hear
often,
feces
and you
very
sure
often.
Don't see it very okay. often.
There was someone booing in Brewskis. It was me. It was me. He booed.
What did he say about his life? It's been
33 years. That's been my life story for 33.
Maybe next year has been my life story for 33 years. That's when you entered the darkness.
Yeah, that's
Jake.
And you said that. That was right away. We had a lot of comments back and forth with Jake on this.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
spillover.
Awfully dark.
It's
awful.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.